说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn
Chinese. Hello, newbies. This is Chinese pod, and my name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And we're going to bring you a slice of life, a very short conversation.
Yes.
If you've never studied Chinese before, you will be able to manage this. If you have studied some before, you should also get something from it. Now, Jenny, context. We need some context, and I think you're going to provide it.
We are going to a cocktail party.
Cocktail party.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a conversation between two ladies.
Okay.
Talking about family life or marital status.
Oh, okay. So perhaps it's two women who've met sort of informally at a cocktail party, and they're talking about marital status.
Yes.
Oh, you put that very well.
It's that feeling of form. Marital status.
It is. Well, okay. So let's listen to it three times. If you can get the gist, fine. If not, don't worry. All will be revealed.
Dialogue. First time.
你结婚了吗？
我结婚了。
哦。
那个是我先生。
Second time.
你结婚了吗？
我结婚了。
哦。
那个是我先生。
Third time.
你结婚了吗？
我结婚了。
哦。
那个是我先生。
Okay, now, let's translate it.
你结婚了吗？
Are you married?
你结婚了吗？
Are you married?
你结婚了吗？我结婚了。
I'm married.
我结婚了。
Yeah, I'm married.
我结婚了。哦，那个是我先生。
That's my husband.
那个是我先生。
The guy over there is my husband.
那个是我先生。
Okay, so there's our slice of life, our slice, as it were, of cocktail party life.
Yes.
You meet someone, you're having chats. I could see this maybe a slightly older woman talking to a slightly younger woman.
Could be,
maybe introduced and say, I don't know much about you. Tell me, are you married and so on? Okay, there you go. So let's see how she phrased the first question. How was that? Let's listen to it again.
你结婚了吗？你结婚了吗？
Now, the first word here is a pronoun. It's you in the first person. And it means, of course,
you,
individual.
你, right. 你,
你. Okay. Now, the verb to marry is
结婚, 结婚.
The tones on that are what?
Second and first.
Interesting. Now, let's hear it again.
结婚，
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 结婚。
对
，sounds like a song.
Ken, 你结婚了吗？
有。
结婚了。
Yes.
我没有。
你没有。You're too young.
我也觉得。I think so too.
You're just a kid.
没有结婚。
Yeah. Well, this is exactly how you ask, right? 结婚 is to get married, but when you add the particle 了。It suggests an action that has already happened,
yes.
as it were.
Have you married?
Yeah. Have you gotten married?
Have
as
you
it
gotten
were?
Married?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Are you married is right. Now, so let's hear it again.
你结婚了吗？你结婚了吗？
Okay. Now, the last word in the sentence is
妈。
Ma, and that indicates that it's a question.
Yes.
So let's look at the parts. Now, I'll translate them literally. It says, you married?And particle to indicate something that happened
in the past.
Another
particle.
And another particle that indicates it's a question.
Yes.
Now, we always avoid over-analysis here because analysis just doesn't work that well. Basically, this is how you ask, are you married? Have you gotten married? Let's hear it one more time.
你结婚了吗?
Good.
你结婚了吗?
你结婚了吗?
对。
Now you know. Now, in reply, thankfully, this person uses the same pattern and says,
我结婚了。我 结婚了。
Now, of course, 我结婚了 meaning, 我 meaning I. 结婚了 it's the same pattern, marriage, with the particle to indicate it's already happened. Now, of course, you know, you could use that in different contexts. 我结婚了 I'm already married, I am married, and so on. I'm not single. There you go.
And your friend says, oh?
Yes. Oh, really? Okay. So, well, that's just kind of like a little discourse marker.
Yes.
That's kind of like...
Yeah, it's a conversation filler.
That's right. Just keep the conversation going.
Okay.
Now, this is interesting. Let's see the next sentence. Because she points over at someone and says...
那个是我先生。那个是我先生。
那个是我先生。Now, 那个 means that one.
对。
Right. That one.
那
个
那个
Now, you could be saying, you know, some stuff on the, I don't know, some pens on the table. I say to you, Jenny, which one is yours? You go,
那个
You point at it.
对那个
That one.
Yes.
You know, I don't know, which bicycle outside is yours?
那个
那个 Well, no, that's me. You're the Mercedes Benz.
That's
那个是我的
I'm the little scooter girl.
So anyway, 那个 means that one. Now, 是我先生啊 Let's take a look at that.
Here we have 是
yes.
which is the verb to be.
To be. Fourth tone, right?
Yes.
Yes.
那个是我先生
Yeah, 我 as in me, mine.
Mine. And 先生 here means husband.
Husband.
It could also mean Mr. or
yes.
Sir.
Yes. Yes.
However, the other meaning is husband.
That's correct.
那个是我先生
So that one's her. Now the lady here, she's pointing.
对
Right, she's saying that one at a party. That's a really interesting thing in a podcast, right? In an audio lesson, how you point. Right? This is called, in linguistics, it's called deixis, right? So how you indicate. So you can just infer, you know, 那个 I'm actually pointing with my finger here now.
那个
I mean, that one over there. And it's a really, really useful little thing to be able to do. 那个 Now, of course, if you're saying this thing, you'd say,
这个
这个 mean this one, and that one is
那个
There you go, no.
Yeah, so by adding these things, we make the conversation colorful and it has movement.
Exactly.
那个是我先生
Exactly.
Transports you to a cocktail party.
There you are, indeed.
I noticed that in China, a lot of the older generations don't have a wedding band. So...now with younger people or in the West, you'll probably be able to tell by looking at their wedding ring finger, right? But say my parents' generation, my parents did not have wedding bands.
Wedding rings, you mean?
Wedding rings, no.
Really? That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
But now, of course, everybody does it.
Most people will get a wedding band, yeah.
Well, that's news to me. I didn't know that. Of course, during the 60s and the 70s,probably.
You are on the frugal and simple side, right?
Yeah,
so
but also.
You wouldn't wear jewelry.
Yeah, but a lot of the formalities of traditions as well would have been dispensed with, as it were.
And my parents got married in the early 80s.
Okay, so that was a little
still,
bit later.
But still, it had those 60s and 70s traditions.
Well, there you go. There's so much culture and history to talk about when you're in China. There's tons and tons of it. All right, let's listen to that three more times, that lesson.
How?
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is...For what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Dialogue, first time.
你结婚了吗？
我结婚了。
哦。
那个是我先生。
Second time.
你结婚了吗？
我结婚了。
哦。
那个是我先生。
Third time.
你结婚了吗？
我结婚了。
哦，
那个是我先生。
Okay, so briefly, a couple of verbs here. So the verb to marry is
结婚，结婚。
That's really interesting. Now you want to indicate already married, you say
结婚了，结婚了。
That's right. Now that one, when you're pointing at something, you say
那个，那个。
And husband, the word for husband is
先生，
先生。Now 先生 also means Mr.
对
，right.
嗯
There you go. Now don't forget to go to Chinese Pod and explore their patterns. It really is about patterns. We recycle a lot of high frequency language here, so you'll see them just by going through the dialogues. You'll see some of these basic patterns
used in different contexts.
In different contexts, and that's how you learn inductively, just by seeing the language in use. And that's really when you start to build the patterns, when you start to acquire it. And it's all very, interesting.
Oh, and also my parents' generation, at least my parents, they didn't have a proposal and engagement.
Oh, they didn't.
My dad just said, 我们结婚吧, let's get married. And my mother said, okay.
Whoa.
So it's all very consultative, right?
Yeah.
You discuss and
high
reach
context.
An agreement. It's not a surprise.
Wow.
Surprise proposal.
Maybe in another lesson, we could look at traditional marriage in China, because that's a really interesting thing.
And we do have a lesson on wedding customs. So go to ChinesePod.com, search, and have fun.
Do that. All right, we'll be back again tomorrow with another lesson. But right now, it is time to say
再见。
再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0899.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0899 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0899.